This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, I love this title, There's No Place Like Home Healthcare, especially in today's environment. You know, I think it's more than fascinating that the Jewish Torah, or what we now know as the Bible, it starts with a letter that doesn't seem to fit when you first look at it, like, why would the beginning of the Bible start with this letter? And the letter is a bet, which in Hebrew is the word for house. And what the Hebrew sages teach, and I think it's very much the case, of course, you know that the Bible starts in the beginning, but the letter there that starts in the beginning, it's called Bereshit, and it's a B sound, and it means house. And they teach that God wanted a place where he could call home, where he could take his shoes off and be himself. And interestingly, when it comes to healthcare, especially in today's environment, Hans, you know, that's exactly what I look forward to, is being able to get that care in a place where I can take off my shoes and be myself, because there really is just no place like home.
Well, there isn't. And in today's scenario, I just had a minor procedure done on Friday over at Duke, outpatient surgery, and I spent the whole week going over to Duke to get tested and screened, and the people got the hazmat suits on and the glass over their face, and it's really something. And it just, I actually, the surgeon that I went to was at the Duke Cancer Center, because I had this thing that involved my skin, and my dermatologist referred me to the best surgeon around, and she's in the Duke Cancer Center, and it just, this COVID thing has just changed everything. I mean, they're running a hospital, and they've got to be cautious, otherwise people wouldn't go there.
Yeah, and it's not a very homey feel, or does it, very warm? and so all of a sudden, you know, you made a great point as we were talking about doing this, that if we walked into Truth Broadcasting and we did a survey of, you know, asking each person here, what is, you know, home health care, and, you know, what would that actually look like? There'd be few people that knew.
And who would you call? I mean, just so after you would answer that question, and most people would not be able to answer that question, but if they could, or they tried to come up with something, then you say, well, if you needed it, or your parent needed it, or your brother or sister, who would you call? And most of them just don't know. Well, the reason we're on the phone today is I had this procedure last week, and then I woke up Tuesday morning with a whole bunch of COVID symptoms such as, you know, I had a headache and just the whole list of them. I don't really need to go over them on the air. But I was very, very concerned that I had caught COVID having this surgery, because I'm reading 5 days after is about the incubation period. And anyhow, I went and did a COVID test yesterday, and I got the results back this morning. And that's why we're on the phone, you and I. And thank God for the prayers that, you know, that I received, and that I'm not COVID positive or whatever it is. So I'm in the clear, but it really woke me up to just what people are facing, you know, in these nursing homes. I mean, if you look at all the statistics around the country of the deaths, a lot of the people who have died of COVID, and they maybe died in a hospital, but before they went to the hospital, they were living in a nursing home or an assisted living or some type of facility.
Yeah, and it's really sad because just this week, many people that know me well know that for years and years, actually since the year 2000, for 20 years, I've gone into an assisted living place in Mocksville that was right behind the dealership, and I did a devotion every Thursday morning. And I would tell my jokes, and I had these papers that I would always hand out that had the jokes so they could laugh later, and I was known as the man with the papers. And, of course, come March, they wouldn't let me in the nursing home, understandably. And so this week, as I sent off my jokes, as I do every week, because they still are asking for the jokes, I was like, well, when do you think I might could come back, you know, because I miss my friends, and I love them, and I, you know. And she said, oh, Robbie, I doubt if you'll come back before the first of the year, if ever. And I'm like, what? I mean, my heart just went like, oh, my goodness. You know, that's how I feel. I can imagine how the people feel that are there that get no outside visits and they don't have any social interaction. It's something that says, wow, the game has changed and the planning needs to change.
Well, it does. And I think that if we're able to get over this and we look to the future, this is going to have a long-term impact on us because this isn't necessarily a new problem where people catch something in the facility they're in and then they ultimately die from that disease that they caught in the facility, okay? And so where all this is leading, the discussion in the show today, is preparation and planning to receive your care when you need it. You want to do that at home.
Yeah. Well, I got a firsthand experience. When I finally got my dad out of rehab, and I realized, wow, these people will come right in your house. They'll help my dad with toileting. They'll help him with transfers in and out of the bed. They'll help him with his medications. They'll help him with wound, you know, because he started to get bed sores. And oh, my goodness.
They'll help him get dressed.
Right.
They'll prepare meals for him. They'll really allow him to keep his independence, which is valuable to older people. They want to stay independent. And, you know, when I'm sitting here at 62 looking forward, I want to stay independent. And so what I want everybody to know is the care is out there. I mean, just as an example, I mean, I'm sure you've all seen ads for this Visiting Angels. They're one of the national firms that does that, and there's a whole bunch of them. Joan London supports, and she's the spokesperson for another national company. So the care is out there, but it's custodial care. It's somebody who's a professional, but they're not giving skilled care. They're not going in and doing things like respiratory therapy and physical therapy. They're really helping you with get a bath, get dressed, get transferred, clean your house, getting you meals. There's some socialization involved. Just kind of the whole works. It's somebody taking care of you. And a lot of this is provided by family. If you're fortunate enough to have a healthy enough family, and it just if you have a spouse, then you know you we can wind up with two sick people. I mean, there's a lot of 80-some-year-old spouses taking care of their more sick or more needing care 80-some-year-old spouse, and that doesn't go very well. This is very taxing work.
And so here's an opportunity, right, as a caring child or spouse to really begin to plan. Well, this is a movie that is coming to a theater near you. And I don't mean to make light of it. It's just that, oh, my goodness, I really see this of course, my age being 65, I see it more on the horizon than I ever did. And you know, so what can we do in preparation for this before the, you know, the barn catches on fire?
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's, so if you're in your 50s and 60s, maybe even, I just had a lady that purchased one of these hybrid long-term care policies yesterday that's 49. And we certainly have clients come to us in their 40s, but your 50s and your 60s, and you still have your health, or you could have one or two chronic illnesses, but they haven't progressed to a point where the insurance company is going to turn you down for coverage based upon your health, you got a whole lot of options to plan for this financially. Starting with traditional long-term care, just the old-fashioned, let's buy a policy that pays benefits for home health care or a facility if we have to go there. And then there's these hybrids where people can pay for it with a single premium. They can transfer money out of their IRA. All of that we've talked about extensively on Finishing Well. And even in your 70s, if you've got health, which is still reasonably good and stable, there's options on either the traditional long-term care or especially the hybrids. We haven't talked a lot about the recovery care home health care policy like you purchased on yourself, Robbie, and those are available all the way up to 90, and you can still have some health conditions and get that coverage. And it's wonderful to have if you're needing care.
Well, I hate to jump in.
Today's show is about all of that, but it's specifically what we wanted to talk about is the people who, you know, have illnesses and they have a need for care that makes them not able to qualify for any of those policies. We still have options for them.
Right. So when we come back, we got to go to a break. I'm sorry. You're listening to, you know, Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Han Scheil. Of course, all this information is available in his wonderful book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is there available at cardinalguide.com, as well as just email Hans. He'd be thrilled to send out his book to you, however that works. So when we come back, yes, we're going to get into what happens, you know, when things get really tough. And we'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Well, welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is there's no place like home healthcare. So you might have heard it as long-term care, but we're hoping that it's long-term care at home and if all possible and resources along those lines. But, you know, right there at the end of that last segment, Hans, you were talking about a situation where a listener called in or emailed you, I guess.
Actually wrote in, yeah, and it was real obvious that this listener had been watching my stuff and listening to the shows and watching the videos on the website, and she basically wrote in that she's ready to buy short-term care on her dad. He's got Parkinson's and dementia, and she really thinks it's time to bring in outside care, and so she wants to, you know, me to give her a call and get started with that. And, you know, it's real discouraging for me to just, you know, somebody, her dad's 86 and he's not going to be able to buy short-term care with Parkinson's and dementia. And, you know, it brings up a lot of questions like who's taking care of him now And I don't know that yet. I'm going to find out. But I'm guessing that somebody's there with him now, really have to be with somebody with both of those illnesses. It would be very difficult for them to be living alone with their daughter in another state. And so I'm guessing it's a spouse that's taking care of him. And or it might be another sibling of hers. So I need to find all of that out. But I had to deliver the news that he won't be able to buy what you're asking for. But I also think that he possibly could qualify for some of these other coverages that we have, that really the only questions they're going to ask him in screening is somebody caring for you now, or do you need help with bathing, dressing, eating, transferring, toileting, that sort of thing. And I have a sense that he does need help with those things now, and that's going to disqualify him from even these policies and memberships that we have. So I don't think we're going to be able to help him even with those, and I want to talk up a little bit about those, because there's many people we can help, but I'm still going to be able to help her, because I want to find out the answers to all my questions, like who's caring for him now, and then I want to encourage her to access some of these resources, somebody like Visiting Angels or the local version of them up there where he lives. And, you know, I would just want to encourage her, if he has the assets and the money, to spend it on this care, and then help her and give her some tips to negotiate with them, perhaps call a couple, three of them up, and have them go do an assessment of her father, and just be prepared to spend his own money to pay for the care. And, you know, I don't know what her situation is or his situation, but I can tell you, with an 86-year-old person, talking them into paying $25 an hour for somebody to come help them isn't an easy sale.
No, I can assure you it wasn't with my father. But the other thing that you know, and I love the advice of call these people, because they may know angles of other resources that are available in their particular markets, or something that they might could do with Medicare, or something that could help a little bit, at least offset some of it.
Well, sure. And you know, and I want to encourage her to keep him at home as long as she can. I mean, from reading her email, he's still at home. So that's good. Somebody is caring for him, I would guess. And then that somebody, we really need to talk to them. And then we also need to find out what planning they've done, if it's the spouse, for when they get in this situation. Because he's not going to be able to, if it is a wife that's providing the kind of limited care, and that's why she's going to bring somebody in, that situation may be a lot worse than she even thinks it is. And then secondly, if we start spending their money to pay for his care to help both of them, then what's she going to do for money for paying for the same care when she needs it, which might be a few years from now? And so we've got to sit down and assess her and get her some insurance to protect her. And then with him, we just need to get the care and get it at, you know, the best care and get it at the best price and the most reliable and good company doing it. And we just need to encourage her to spend their own resources, providing there are resources. I mean, I'm going to need to inquire about all of that. So, I mean, everybody needs to plan for this.
And you know, that's part of the reason I love this show, Hans, is he really gives people an idea to look at a world that a lot of us haven't faced. And wow, how wonderful it would have been, you know, for me to have heard this show 2 years ago, before I walked into some of the stuff that I walked in. I feel like I could have helped my father more, and I really, you know, my hope was that he would never need anything like that, and I just hoped on it without ever planning. And so then you find yourself there, and now what do I do?
Sure. So let's talk about another client. So we you know, what we're able to do for somebody who is in very poor health, they're needing care, but they're not getting care yet, okay? I mean, it's just they maybe get a little bit of help from the spouse or from the daughter, but they're getting around and they're making it just fine. But these people can see the writing on the wall. And so we actually have insurance that we can write. It provides 360 days of skilled care, so which is really going to keep you out of a nursing home, or it will enable you when you're leaving the hospital to actually get what you'd get in the rehab, to get that privately and get it at home. So it provides benefits for that, and it provides 60 days of what is called custodial care, and 60 days of an indemnity benefit. And, you know, that doesn't sound like very long until you're needing care. And if you're needing care, 60 days is a whole lot better than 0 days. And it, you know, it gets somebody started and gets somebody coming out there and helping them. And perhaps you can space the days out. Regardless, it has a benefit that is very useful and has a very easy qualification. It just means, are you in a nursing home or an assisted living, or are you receiving home health care from an agency now? If you're receiving that, you can't buy this policy. And that's kind of it. I mean, it's that simple. I sold it to a gentleman that has ALS, and I've sold it to people with severe back problems and kidney problems and all, but they weren't getting any home health care, so, and they weren't in any of those facilities, so they can buy it now. And it's a blessing. And then added to that, what we've found and we've worked with is this membership company called True Freedom Healthcare, and it really has no health questions. It has no age limits, so you could buy this on somebody in their 90s, and you're buying lifetime membership hours of home health care. So they send in the care, they provide the care, and it's got a number of rules with it that I don't want to try to explain on the air, but you're able. And again, it has a question. If you're receiving this care now, even from a family member, so if somebody in your family has to help you get out of bed, help you move from chair to chair, help you get dressed, you know, basically help you with the activities of daily living, if you're getting that help from a family member, you can't buy this membership, okay? So it has a very clear question that we have to ask. But there's a lot of people that get a little assistance with that, but it's not completely necessary. In other words, they could do the stuff on their own, and that's the only determining factor for this thing. They can buy a block of hours, and they can get some help that way. And it's been a real blessing for, you know, we've written a number of these memberships in combination with that insurance policy that pays for 60 days, and it's been a real help to some folks.
Yeah, but you know, the clear call to action is, wow, if we'd only done it when we were 49 or, you know, 61 or at whatever point before it, you know, becomes, you know, an emergency, it's a lot better planning. Gives you more options.
Well, and in almost every case where we take care of this person, they're married, and, you know, where we've written a lot of these plans, it's the guy, it's the man, and the woman is in good health or reasonably good health, depending upon her age. And we've been able to write her the same policy that you bought, which is a recovery care policy that's going to give you a year of home health care and a year of facility care, which is great. And you know, you can buy those policies all the way up through age 89, and we've written them on people. I don't know if we've written anybody 89, but I know we've written somebody 88, and we've written a bunch of people in their 80s who, it just has some basic questions. So if you've got, you know, if you just had a stroke 6 months ago, and you know, you can't even buy that policy, but if you had a stroke 4 years ago and you can get around at a certain basic level, you might be able to buy that policy. So, you know, in a lot of these cases, we're just doing this one program for the person who's in very poor health, needing the care pretty quickly here. And then we're writing some other insurance on somebody who's still up there in the years and not necessarily in the greatest of health, we're getting them covered on something so that they'll have really good coverage when and if this happens to them.
Well, you can see that there's a lot to this topic, and so it's a lot of resources at cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal, and there you can, you know, get a free PDF of the chapter that we're talking about today, long-term care, or you could get the whole book. Just email Hans. We got lots of previous shows on this topic you can listen to, of course, at the podcast page at cardinalguide.com, or just tell Siri, I want to listen to the Finishing Well podcast. Hans, wow, I know there's so much we have to learn, and so grateful for the time that you're investing in us in being able to figure out how to finish well.
That's awesome. Yeah, and, you know, this COVID has woken everybody up. It's woken me up. And, you know, this is coming in our lives. It's just a season in our lives. And the earlier you begin planning for it, and then the earlier that you allocate some of your retirement resources toward that, whether that's an annual premium or it's a lump of money within, of course, what you can afford, it's a really good feeling knowing that you're prepared for this, and just knowing that at least you're prepared financially to where you'll be able to call on something, to just call the people up, and you'll have services out there.
Thanks, Hans.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.